It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like a mountain, or important like a river, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder? Why wonder? I'm green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be.
Vayidaber Elohim El Moshe, Vayomer Elav, Ani Adonai, Va'era El Avraham, El Yitzchak Ve'El Yaakov, Be'El Shaddai, Ushmi Adonai, Lo Nodati Lahem, Vigam Hakimosi Esberisi Itam, Lases Lahem es Eretz Kenan, es Eretz Migurehem Asher Garuva. Vigam Ani Shamati, es Naakas B'nei Yisrael Asher Mitzrayim Ma'abidim Osam, Va'ezkor es Berisi. And Hashem, in the name Elohim, spoke harshly to Moshe, Vayomer, the softer, and God said to him, Ani Hashem, I am not just the God of justice, as symbolized by the name Elohim, but I am the God of mercy, with the word, the name, Yudkei Vovkei, which we say Hashem. And I appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak, and to Yaakov as a different name. And the name of Hashem, they knew, but they didn't relate to it in the same way that I am asking you to relate to it. That's my own interpretation. And I also am getting ready to fulfill the promise that I made to the ancestors, to give to them Eretz Kenaan, the land where they lived, to their children. The Gamani Shamati, and I also heard the cries and moans of the children of Israel, which Egypt has enslaved, and I remember my covenant. I'm reading more than I usually do. I did that last week as well, but here it's very important to the way I want to start. So I'm going to read more. Lachain emor livnei Yisrael ani Adonai. Therefore, you, Moshe, say to the children of Israel in my name that I am God. V'hotzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim v'hitzalti eschem me'avodasam v'galti eschem bizroa nituya uvishvatim gidolim. Tell them that I will take them out from under the culture of Egypt. I will save them from their labors, and I will redeem them with an outstretched arm and great judgments. V'lakachti eschem li la'am. I will take them unto me. I will take you unto me as a nation. V'hayiti lachem le'lokim. And I will be for you, God. V'datem, and you will know, without a doubt, ki ani Adonai Eloheichem, hamotzi eschem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim, that I am the one who took you out of the culture and mindset of Egypt. Vehevesi eschem el haaretz, and I will bring you to the land. Asher nasasi es yadi laseis osa liAvraham liYitzchak uliYaakov, the land which I raised my hand in oath to give to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your forefathers. Vinasati osa lachem. Morasha, ani Adonai, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am Hashem. The passage, the whole parsha finishes that Moshe spoke these words to the children of Israel, but they did not listen to him. Mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha. They were dispirited and oppressed to the point where they couldn't listen to Moshe when he spoke to them. We'll talk about much of this in a moment.
OU Israel presents...
Come in. Welcome.
Shalom and welcome to another issue of Torah Tidbits Audio. I'm your host, Phil Chernofsky, and this show is for Parshat Va'era. Recording and first availability, Yom Chamishi, Thursday, the 26th day of Tevet 5779, corresponding this year to January 3rd, 19, or 2019, as people would say. This Shabbat, we also bench Rosh Chodesh Shavat, which will be this coming Monday. One day Rosh Chodesh, because Tevet, which we are finishing now, has 29 days, and Shavat itself has 30, but that doesn't affect its Rosh Chodesh. It affects the following Rosh Chodesh, this year of Adar Rishon. Okay, I don't think I have to explain the opening music. That was a song by Kermit the Frog in honor of his fellow frogs who gave up their lives in order to sanctify God's name in Egypt in plague number 2. And before we continue anything else, let us do Psalm 130, Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir hama'alot mima'amakim kraticha Adonai. Adonai shimavakoli tihyena aznecha kashivot lakol tachanunai. Im avono tishmor yah Adonai miya amod. Ki imcha hasalicha lema'an tivarei. Ki viti Adonai kivata nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbe imo fedut. V'hu yifde et Yisrael mikol avonotav. Achinu kol beit Yisrael hanatunim batzara v'ashivya ha-omedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyim mitzara l'yirvacha u'me'afela l'ora u'mishibud l'geula hashta ba'agala u'vizman kariv v'nomar amen. Okay, at the very end of Parshat Shemot last week, God had sent Moshe to Paro, warned him in advance that the request in God's name that Paro release the Jews for a three-day trip into the wilderness in order to sacrifice to their God would meet with rejection, with refusal. And so it happens. As a result of that, quote, unsuccessful demand of Moshe, the people had things made worse for them, and Paro declared that these people who are thinking of taking 3 days to pray to their God obviously have too much time on their hands. So without decreasing their daily quota of bricks to make, he made them also find their own straw in order to make the bricks, and did not supply them as he had done separately. The burden on the people and on the Jews who were in charge of the people was so great that Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. He felt he was counterproductive. Remember that he had hesitated several times at the burning bush to accept the mission to go to Egypt and help bring the Jews out. And he basically said to God, what am I here for? I made things worse. Now, God had already told him that he would be rejected and he shouldn't worry about it. But he was worried about it, and the people worried about it. So at the beginning of this week's Sedra, we find an unusual combination of terminology. Vaydaber Elokim is about as tough as you get it. And God, in his strict guise, speaks harshly, I added that word in parentheses, to Moshe. But immediately, everything softens. Vayomer, and he said, is the softer version of Vaydaber. Vayomer Elav, God said to him, Moshe, Ani Hashem. Don't worry, because what's happened until now has been very strictly meted out to the Jewish people. And at this point, vis-a-vis the Jewish people, God is having himself reintroduced as Hashem, the Merciful One, while maintaining his status as Elohim, the harsh judge, in front of the Egyptians, because they are now getting the punishment of the plagues. And it's directed at them with a softness towards Israel, which hasn't been manifest yet. And that's how it started. So God says to Moshe, I'm not going to yell at you for blowing off steam, my own words. And I want you to know that I made promises to your ancestors, which I intend to keep. And I have also heard the cries of the children of Israel in Egypt. And therefore, I want you to go to them and tell them the following. What we have now are three verses, very well known and famous, which I like to describe as the three-pronged plan that God had for the new Jewish nation. They are spelled out in three verses and in several verbs, which are referred to as terms of redemption. And the first pasuk contains three levels of being freed from Egypt. Not enough to physically take them out of the country, not enough to just stop the labor, but psychologically, you have to have them taken out of Egypt as well. And the language in the pasuk uses the three verbs of the future tense, v'hotzeiti etchem, v'hitzalti etchem, v'ga'alti etchem. And you listen to that differently than you do to halachic detail. V'hotzeiti, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti. Second phase is on our way out of Egypt, on the way to the Holy Land. We will stop at Mount Sinai. We will camp there. And we will prepare for divine revelation and the giving of the Torah. And this comes in one pasuk, also in three kinds of terms, even though the usual count is V'lakachti etchem li la'am, I will take you unto me as a nation, is usually counted as the fourth term of redemption. By my new way of looking at it, for me, even though I've looked at it that way for a number of years, we will call it 4a, 4b, and 4c. V'lakachti etchem li la'am, I will take you out to me as a nation. V'hayiti lachem le'elokim, and I will be for you as God. V'idatem, and you will know that it is I who took you out of Egypt. That's a big thing, because the Ten Commandments begins with the words, I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. It does not say, I am the Lord your God who created the world. That was something, by the way, the world was presented to Adam HaRishon, Adam, and to the people of Israel at Sinai, the presentation is different, qualitatively different. But it's based on those words in the pasuk. Then we have the third verse and the third part of the plan, which is the Eretz Yisrael factor, where the people are told that God will bring them to the land which he has promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he will give them that land as a heritage. Now, I would like to present this in what to me was a new way. I was really excited about it earlier this week when I was getting ready to write the lead tidbit in Torah Tidbits. And then I looked last year, and I said a lot of the same things, but I believe that I have an important new angle. So hear me out. Technically speaking, God's promise to the people to take them out of Egypt in the three different ways has been fulfilled. But the becoming our God needs to happen in each generation. And the coming to Eretz Yisrael and the accepting of it as a heritage also needs to be renewed all the time. So let me tell you how I look at it now. There's a famous saying that the period of prophecy ended with certain of the prophets, And in our time, there is no prophecy anymore, except by fools, or something like that. I thought about that, and I realized there's something wrong with that statement. And I would modify it like this. We do not have new prophecy of a prophet arising and telling us, this is what God says, do this or do that, this will happen or this will not happen. But we do have prophecy. The entire book of the Torah, the entire five books of the Torah, contains the prophecy by God via Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's alive and well today. When we take a look at the Rambam's 13 principles of faith, what do we find? I believe in God. I believe that he is one. I believe that he is incorporeal, no body. I believe that he is and was and always will be. And to only him do we pray. Then, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shlema, I believe with complete faith, shekol divrei nevi'im emet, that all the teachings of the prophets are true. In addition, ani ma'amin be'emuna shlema, shenevuat Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, hayata amitit, v'shehu haya av lanevi'im, lakadmonim lifanav v'laba'im acharav. I believe with complete faith that the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the five books of Moses, the Torah, is true, and that he, Moshe, was the father of all the prophets, to those who came before him and to those after him. Further, ani ma'amin be'emuna shlema shekol ha'Torah ha'metzuya ata b'yadenu, I believe with complete faith that the entire Torah, which we have in our hands now, he, Hanatuna Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, that was the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Furthermore, Anima Amin Be'emuna Shlema, I believe with complete faith, Shezot HaTorah Lo Tehe Muchlefet, that this Torah will not be changed. Lo velo tehe Torah acheret me'et habore yitvarach shemo. And there will not be any other Torah after this. Nobody, not even God, nobody can get up and say, rules have changed. Once upon a time, the Torah forbid you to eat milk and meat together. That was cooked. And the rules have changed now. It's okay to do that as long as you do this. Not going to happen. Never happened and never will happen. And then one, two, three, four more things which we don't have to discuss. But the ones that we just did now are the basis of our belief in the Torah. So do we have prophecy today? On the one hand, we don't have a prophet who comes up and announces himself, I am a prophet of God, a true prophet of God, gives a sign or two to show his bona fides, and then gives us a prophecy where he says, Ko Amar Hashem, this is what God says. We don't have that at the moment. But we certainly have books filled with prophecies. So when God says, tell the people that I will take you out of Egypt, that has already been fulfilled. We're out of Egypt. You can make any other kind of analogies to being taken out of Babylon and being taken out of Europe and being taken out of the Holocaust and being taken out of the United States. It's not the pshat, the plain understanding. We were told by God through Moshe that he, God, was taking us out of Egypt, and he did. Then he said, I will take you unto me as a nation. And you know what? He did. We gathered at Har Sinai, we experienced revelation at Sinai, and we were taken out of Egypt to be given the Torah. But that pasuk has another condition, if that's the right word. Because vilakachti etchem li la'am, I will take you unto me as a nation, goes along with vidatem, and you will know that it is I who took you out of Egypt, and you will know that it is I who am, I don't know if that that works grammatically, your God. And that is something that's not enough for God to do something. We have to do something as well. He took us out of Egypt, we went. There were people who didn't make it out, but the ones who did got out, almost through no effort of their own. I know you could argue that differently, but let's not get into that. But then when he says, I will take you unto me as a nation, this is his promise of Atem Tiulim Amlechet Kohanim Begoy Kadosh. You will be a kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation. He took us to him, capital H, as his nation, that we must accept him and believe in him and be committed to him as our God is something that has its ups and downs in behavior and is something that also belongs to be specific to the promises referred to before. And that means that this prophecy is not yet completely fulfilled. Did God take us unto him as a nation? Absolutely, yes. Did we accept him as our God? Yes. And sometimes we rejected it. And sometimes we did tshuva and accepted it. And there was all kind of backsliding into idolatry. So that this part of the promise and the prophecy becomes an ongoing task, an ongoing challenge for us to do. That's part of our job today. We can't say, I hereby create a new stream of Judaism that believes there was a God who created the world but does not believe that he gave us the Torah and tells us what to do. That's not a stream of Judaism. That is an excuse for disregarding the commands of the Torah whenever you feel like it. And it's not a good excuse either. I don't know if I want to go in that direction further. We'll leave it as Hamevin Yavin. He who knows what I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about. When we get to the next pasuk, same idea. God can say, I will bring you to the land I promised your ancestors. And God could say, I'm giving it to them. But when he says, I am giving it to you, that is something which we accepted, rejected, partial. And we have the challenge every single year and every single generation of truly accepting as our way of life Eretz Yisrael and everything that's attached to it. And that becomes the challenge of Moshe's prophecy to us, today. When did Moshe speak to the people? 3,300 plus years ago. You know when else? Today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Every time we read the Torah, hear the Torah read, hear the words of the Torah. Most recently, today is Thursday, this morning, anybody that went to shul heard Moshe Rabbeinu saying to the people that I will take you out of Egypt, check, that I will be take you unto me as a nation, check, that I will be your God. Now, before you check it off, be honest about it. Work on it. Recommit yourself. Grow in your role as a believer in God. I will bring you to the land. Check. Depends where you live. Or not check. That is the question. But the prophecy of Vinatati Ota Lachem Morasha, that was heard this morning. That's not just something for 3,300 years ago. That is the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, and every time we hear it, it becomes personalized, and it is our prophecy. It is we to whom Moshe Rabbeinu speaks. You know what? If he wasn't speaking to us, we wouldn't know about it. Because the Torah did not include all of the words of prophecy unless it had an ear required of it throughout all the generations. So we are the recipients of prophecy. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time that we're talking about, was the one who was the main prophet. And after he was gone, there were other individuals who took the role of true prophet and perpetuated it until it was written down in Tanakh, formalized into our day-to-day life, and then it becomes ours to work on. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that every Jew today is being addressed by the prophet Moshe Rabbeinu. This is our Jewish belief. A person who doesn't believe this has serious problems with his Judaism. I'm not saying that he's not Jewish, but he has serious problems with the definition of his Judaism. But if you believe this, then here it is. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us in this week's Sedra that God is our God. The Torah has said this in different ways in many other places, but it's a question that each of us have to answer. Each of us has to answer. If God says, I am your God, I have the freedom to say, I don't accept it, or I do accept it. I accept it and I don't like it, or I love it. That's the goal. The goal is Ahavat Hashem and Yirat Hashem and belief in God and belief in His unity. And here is just another way of seeing it from a story. But it's more than a story. Same thing, Eretz Yisrael. There are people who believe that this is where a Jew has to live. There are Jews who worked towards that and fulfilled it. They live here. There are other Jews that believe that Jews should live in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not yet here. But there are Jews who don't accept the idea that this is where Jews belong. And when there's a prophecy in this week's Sedra where God said, I will bring you to the land, that's His doing, Vinatati ota lachem aniash morasha, I will give it to you as a heritage. then it is a challenge for us to say, I accept Eretz Yisrael as a heritage, or I don't. But you can't, miss the fact that this is part of a living, ongoing conversation between God and the Jewish people with the intermediary of a prophet, which we asked for and we got, and it exists today because the Torah is the living prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. I think I'm already starting to repeat myself, and since I am kind of in a rush based on a long meeting that I had earlier today, I will call it a day and a show. And I will say, before I put on some music, that for me, this was a new way of looking at things, and I hope it touched not just the mind, but the heartstrings of some of the listeners, and we can take it from there. On that note, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, L'Hishtamea.
Zakeini ligadel bonim uvnei vonim chachomim unevoinim Oy avei Hashem yirei Elokim Anshei emes zera koidesh b'Hashem dveikim Avoid us, avoid us.